Well, good morning and welcome to Saturday, January the 18th, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And you know what Saturday means? It means we have a Holy Spirit story in store for you. So this one is a good one. They're all good, but this one is called Put Me In, Coach, with Ray S. Hughes. Our text always on Saturdays, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from Ray S. Hughes. He is a retired athletic director and a legendary coach for the Osceola Christian Academy in Monticello, Florida. As you will see, he is also a man of God. I've known his son, Ray C. Hughes, for the past 20 years or so as he came through Asbury Seminary when I served there as Dean of Chapel. Ray C. pastors the Foundry Methodist Church in Houston, Texas. As you would imagine, I was thrilled to see this story come over the wire last year from his father, and I was just waiting for the time to share it, and I'm delighted that today is that day. This is a great family and just the real deal. And this man, I've not met Ray S. I always call Ray C. I call him Ray C. And I've not met Ray S., but I just call him Coach. And I've heard so many great things about him. So you're going to read the story if you're reading it in his own words. And if you're listening, of course you're listening, you're hearing it in his own voice.
Philippians 4:6, Living Bible Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Sometimes we are praying so hard for what we want that we fail to listen to God's direction and answers. Listening to His word and acting on them are just as important as prayer itself. When you have a close relationship with the Lord, He will communicate with you in a variety of ways. Sometimes it is through prayer, Bible readings, scripturally based sermons, interactions with other Christians, and nudges. Sometimes His words are audible, while at other times there are only quiet words spoken to your heart. In my lifetime, I have been aware of the Lord speaking audibly to me on four separate occasions. One of these occasions was when I was praying one night and the Lord told me to go see Marie. That got my attention because I was praying about something entirely different. Marie was an elderly woman who was very spiritual and who deeply loved the Lord. I knew Marie because she worked for my family during my younger years. It had been many years since I'd visited with Marie. Following my prayers, I got busy and I did not go see Marie. The next night, the Lord told me again to go see Marie, and this time it was a stronger push. I remember saying to myself, I must go see Marie. And I did go to her home the next day. I found Marie on her couch with an amputated leg. I could immediately tell something was very wrong as there were pots all around the house to catch the water when it rained. She said her house had been leaking for days and she had been praying for the Lord to help her. She shared that she had a cousin who worked for a roofing company and if the material could be provided, he would fix the roof. But she had no money to buy the material. At that time in my life, I did not have the extra funds to purchase all the needed material. However, God led me to discuss the situation with my brother and sister. They also wanted to provide aid to Marie, and we were able to meet Marie's needs by splitting the cost three ways. I think it was just as much of a blessing for the three of us as it was Marie. I have often wondered what would have happened to Marie if God had not sent me a second message, and if I had not responded to his words. Seeing his plan carried out reinforced my strong belief that we must listen and act on the words of God when we are in time of prayer.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this powerful story of your persistent and particular care for people, in this case, for Marie. Thank you for the way you persistently prompt your servants to be emissaries of your care, in this case, Ray. Train us to hear your voice. I confess to you today my own openness and willingness for you to prompt me in the interest of someone you want to help. I will be ready to go. Put me in, Coach. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts today. Have you ever had an experience like this where the Lord prompted you with such specifics to check on someone or to help them? What happened? Are you open to being part of such an intervention? It could make all the difference. Tell Jesus you're ready to be put in the game and be ready. Well, we're going to sing today our Saturday song, Sanctuary. We'll sing it through a couple of times. But I just want to again thank Ray, Coach Hughes, for his faithful life and all the difference he's made to so many people and his legacy that continues onward, and for sharing this story. Thank you, Ray, and I will look forward to meeting you along the way. Well, and I encourage anybody out there, if you look at the PS in today's wake-up call, you'll see the invitation. Holy Spirit stories are welcome. As I said, this one came last year. We've got a few in the hopper, but you can't have too many of these. And we're looking at some approaches to getting more of them out than just waiting Saturday by Saturday. So if you got a story the Lord is prompting you to share, send it in. You can reply to this email with it. It'll get to me. And it may take me a while to get back to you. It may take me a while to read it, but we're getting there. All right, are you ready? Let's sing. We'll sing it a couple times through. Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Again, and Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. That's the right prayer, isn't it? That's a prayer for every day. We sing it at our Gillette Methodist Church at the end of every Sunday service. It's like, interestingly, you know, we're standing there in what we call the sanctuary. But that's the whole goal, is that now the sanctuary, the people, will go out into the streets as the moving tabernacle of the presence of God in the world. That's what sowing's about. That's where I'm about to send you, to the Saturday fields. Maybe the back 40, could be a little garden off to the side somewhere. You'll see different people today. Be ready. The Lord has seeds for you to sow. And if we don't sow, every seed we're sowing today is something that's growing in the future. Just remember that. You're not responsible for the results, just the sowing. All right, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.